You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. It's Monday, July 21st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sunny skies at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street. Glad to be back with you after a great, great trip last week with our friends, our colleagues, Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach of Matt Nair on Air. You can hear them every morning from 9 until 11. Went to Oshkosh Bagosh, then went to beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin, in northern Wisconsin, right above Park Falls, and then drove west over to Hayward. Was a good time had by all, as my former social studies teacher Ken Lewis is fond of saying. Many thanks to all of our fine sponsors, including Signature Sign in Butternut, Wisconsin, and proprietor Glenn Wagner. Also, Fanatical Fish Art Gallery in Studios, and the great Kelly Meredith, great artisan, great host. And also to Northern Lena's Northern Pines Resort, and the wonderful Lena Matola, owner and proprietor there, where Greg and Jane and I stayed for a couple of nights just outside of Park Falls on Butternut Lake at Northern Pines. Now, here at Northern Pines, here's what you got. A great host in Lena. You've got a great restaurant and bar, right? You can sit at the bar and look right onto Butternut Lake. Nothing Ooh. I like better than a bar where you can look out onto the lake.
Me too.
Right? They've got a horseshoe pit there. There was a horseshoe tournament going on. You've got a Three Seasons bar and porch area, so you can go out there in the spring, summer, and fall and be at a bar and sit down and have dinner there. They have a great salad bar, make homemade soups every night, all your favorite northern Wisconsin specialties, everything from steak to fish to a sandwich. It's great. It's fantastic food and service. And then you can stay there if you want at one of their great cabins. Our cabin had 3 bedrooms, a bathroom, a kitchen, great living room. Our sliding glass doors looked right out onto Butternut Lake. Have pontoons there. You can either rent alone as a standalone item, or if you stay there, you can add that on to your trip. We got to go out on a pontoon. That was great on Butternut Lake. Very, very relaxing. And then they sell you firewood right there for a couple of bucks. I brought the firewood over, and our friend and colleague, it wasn't me building the fire. It wasn't Greg Bach building the fire. No. It was Jane Matt Nair. Now, here is a legend in broadcasting in Wisconsin, spent 40 years and still going strong, by the way, in the Milwaukee area on radio. She's done it all. She's seen it all. A pioneer in her field, Jane Matt Nair. And you think, well, that's more than enough right there. The woman can host. She can produce. She can interview. She can make you laugh. Has one of the greatest laughs in radio. And you think, well, that's enough. But no. She is also a fire builder. She likes to build the fire and then mess around in the fire.
She'd probably fit right in at Boy Scout camp when the leaders aren't looking.
Really? Yeah. She likes to mess around with the fire. It's fantastic. So we had a great time. So many thanks to Lena's Northern Pines Resort for hosting us. Fanatical Fish Art Gallery in studio. And Signature Sign for just some of our great sponsors up there on our big tour. So great to be back in the studio today. Zommers and I are enjoying some of the fudge from one of the fudge and candy shops, Trembley Sweet Shop, up there in Hayward. Coming up later on this hour, going to have Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, who is on his way to Green Bay to cover the opening of the Packers training camp on Wednesday. We'll talk to Clemens about that and also the Brewers' win streak at 10. Hottest team in baseball, tied with the Cubs for the National League Central Division. And I believe tied with the Cubs and the Tigers, Detroit, for the best team in baseball. They take on, the Brewers do, the Seattle Mariners tonight at 8:05 local time in Wisconsin. That's when the broadcast starts. I'm assuming the first pitch will be thrown at around 8:35 local time in Wisconsin. This is not good news if you're a guy like me in the Gomez, if I want to listen to that whole game of late night, but do it and stay up. It's great news if you're a young buck like my favorite youngest godson, Jason, who lives out in the Seattle area. And I messaged him this morning and said, Jace, are you going to go watch? Because Mizorowski, the Miz, is scheduled to pitch in Seattle tomorrow night. I think Woodruff is on the mound tonight. He said, we're going to both games. He's got some buddies out there. They're all going with their Brewers jerseys. They're going to cheer nice. On the Brewers out there in Seattle tonight. So be listening tonight on the Milwaukee Brewer Radio Network and right here on many stations on the Civic Media Radio Network, including WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, WCQM in beautiful Park Falls, where we just were, and also our newest Brewer affiliate, WBZH in beautiful Hayward, where we just were as well. So looking forward to that. We'll talk more about Clemens about the Brewers and the Packers coming up at the tail end of the last segment here this hour. I have my Milwaukee Brewers Bob Uecker jersey on tonight to bring them a little luck to keep this big win streak going. Coming up in a minute, going to talk about Wisconsin's state budget. Certainly a lot of things I didn't like about the budget, but here's one I did and do. $5 million to preserve Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin estate. Talk about that and the economic impact. But right now, coming up on 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voices heard across the Civic Media Radio Network, all 11 news, sports, and talk network stations. Glad to have you. And by the way, always happy to have you as a sponsor, a partner. Reach out at civicmedia.us, our website, and we'll get you involved. Great to have you along. All right. Here now, this is pretty good. This is pretty good because I think during the summer, people have more time to gossip. Am I wrong about that, Summers?
I think you're right.
People, you know, they got their, you know, some people have longer, they have vacations, they get together. And often, not to say that there was any gossiping going on last week as Greg and Jane and I travel around the state. No, that didn't happen at all. But some people do gossip.
You know, the movie's called I Know What You Did Last Summer, not I Know What You Did Last Winter.
Right, exactly. So there's gossiping and there's gaslighting. So the category today, what's worse, gossip or gaslighting? Gossip or gaslighting? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
I think before we get too far into this, yes, we should define gaslighting because people use it way too broadly.
I think that you took the words right out of my mouth. So we're going to turn to our dictionary thesaurus extraordinaire here at the All Balls Show, Mr. Aaron Sommers, to give us a Merriam-Webster definition. Sommers, what is gaslighting?
The gaslighting definition in Merriam-Webster is psychological manipulation of a person, usually over an extended period of time, that causes the victim to question the validity of their own thoughts, perception of reality, or memories, and typically leads to confusion, loss of confidence and self-esteem, uncertainty of one's emotional or mental stability, and a dependency on the perpetrator. To make that, to say that in English, yes, in plain English, it is confusing somebody and making them, like telling them, that's not how it happened. It was right. This. Or like, this was your idea. You know, just basically lying to them and stating it as fact until they feel like they have to believe you because they can't trust themselves anymore.
Right. And I'm just going to use the political example here. There have been multiple times already during the second Trump administration where President Trump has said, look, that happened. Biden did that. This is all Biden's fault. This happened during Biden. And the latest one was the Fed chairman, Powell. And I was last week when this happened while we were traveling around the state. You know, I don't like to talk a lot of politics or travel around, but so I didn't talk about it last week. But it was where Donald Trump said verbatim that Powell, the Fed chairman, was nominated by Joe Biden. No, he was nominated by Biden. And then another cut clearly showed at the White House when Donald Trump nominated Powell as the Fed chairman. So that's the example there when Trump says, well, that happened under Biden. And it's clearly a lie, clearly false, but he says it with such definitiveness that people start questioning their own memories and get very confused. Is that a good example?
I think so. I think he gaslights people a lot. Now, I don't know if he's always doing it intentionally. I think sometimes he forgets what he did.
Right.
But a lot of the time, I think it is intentional. He's like, nope, that wasn't them. Or
right.
All that good stuff, that was me. Or like all that bad stuff, that was them. You can't trust them. They're the swamp. I'm an outsider. I'm the businessman. I know what's happening.
So there you go. Thank you very much, Thomas, for that. We have some definitions and terms. So what's worse, gossip or gaslighting? Gossip or gaslighting? While we talk, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store, your search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up. It takes less than a minute. It is free. The Civic Media app is what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Text us there. What's worse, gossip or gaslighting? Maybe if you have time to go to break, dial up the old hee-haw song. We don't go around spreading rumors. So you better be sure and listen close the first time.
Yeah.
I forget what that segment's called. But hee-haw used to say, you know, that's gossiping. That's when people get together and say, you know, this is who's sleeping with who. And I heard that, you know, this person did this. That's gossiping. Gaslighting is what Zahmer said, just simply saying, you know, things are patently false to try to convince you that it's something else. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, gossip or gaslighting? Cam, listening in Appleton, says gaslighting is 100% worse. Stating facts and then, hang on a second, and then... I think he's moving around. We'll find it for one second. Stating facts and then getting told you are wrong repeatedly over the course of 9-ish months for a specific example. Sounds very specific. Casper, listening here in Madison, says gaslighting for sure is worse. It says a lot more about the person doing it than it does about their victims. Totally agree on that one. Whistler out in Richland Center, giving us a call, 855-752-4842. Whistler, you got 1 minute. What's worse, gossip or gaslighting?
I think gaslighting is worse from the standpoint that people get in trouble over that.
Right.
Gossiping, that's just not right.
Yeah, right.
You keep other people's thoughts and what they do. You should keep them to yourself.
Right.
You know, and not tell everybody else, because if you don't know it's true, don't say anything.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. If you can't say anything nice, as Eleanor Roosevelt once said, come sit next to me. No, I'm just kidding. That's a real quote, by the way, from Eleanor Roosevelt. What's worse, gossip or gaslighting? We'll come back and discuss it more. Take your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. More What's Worse straight ahead. It's the All Ball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh, wait. No, you were looking for gossip. Girls.
Yes.
Okay, my bad. That's this one.
Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well done, Zommers. Well done. That from one of my favorite all-time shows, Hee Haw, on CBS. We don't go, my favorite line is, we don't go around spreading gossip, so you better be sure and listen close the first time.
Yeah, you'll never hear one of us repeating gossip.
That's right. What's worse, gossip or gaslighting? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Steve, listening on our great station, WFHR, in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. We've been there and done the show there. Steve, thanks for calling in. Steve, gossip or gaslighting? What's worse?
Yeah, I think surface level has got to be gaslighting. But when we literally delve further into it, gossip actually can ruin lives and really, really kind of ruin everything. So I'm going to say gossip is worse if it's really bad gossip.
Oh, that's very true, right? I mean, if it's something really hurtful, right? If you're lying, if you're gossiping about somebody having an affair or somebody's married and it's simply not true or whatever, I mean, that could cause a lot of pain and hurt. There's nothing funny about that, certainly.
Yeah. And like I said, that surface level gaslighting is definitely, you know, that's never a good gaslight situation. Mm-hmm. Gossip can be kind of humorous. Gaslighting's never funny. So.
Yeah. Well thought out, well said, Steve. Appreciate your listenership up there in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids, or as they say, just simply Rapids. Great community up there, Wisconsin Rapids. Great station, WFHR. Appreciate everybody in central Wisconsin there listening in. What's worse, gossip or gaslighting? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Now, Tony Zimmerman, our very own Tony Zimmerman, who does all of our reels and stuff, our video, he's going to get me in trouble. First, he says, gaslighting is worse. Feels way more manipulative. Everybody has dealt with gossip. And then he goes on to say, speaking of gossiping, did you hear Pat Kreitlow is actually bald and he wears a toupee? Yes, that's right. Tony is putting out there that Pat wears a piece.
Hold on, let me put that in the fact-checking machine.
That is
false.
That is untrue. I've spent a lot of time with Pat Kreitlow. I can tell you that his wonderful coif of hair is very, very real. There is no piece involved. There's no. Letterman used to do a thing on the Late Show, and hopefully we get time to talking about Colbert here before we're out of here today. Letterman used to do a piece called "Hairpiece, No Hairpiece." It was fantastic, and he'd have people come out. He'd have guys come out, and he and Paul would guess whether or not the guy that came out from behind the curtain had a hairpiece. Or not, or whether it was real. It was a great bit. I really enjoyed it. Hairpiece, no hairpiece. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, gossiping or gaslighting? Heather, our on-site production person, better known as my sister, says gaslighting is way worse. Manipulating truth is so dangerous. That's a key word. Gossip, many times, is truth, but behind closed doors. Not great, but sometimes true. See, I agree 100% with her. Is it really gossiping if it's true?
Yeah, I think, here's my stance on it. You know, I'm watching the show Gossip Girl right now, the intro of which
really?
I played at the beginning.
Yeah,
I love it so much because I can't help but love drama. I like to think that I don't,
as
but
if
I do.
We don't have enough around here.
But I have to say, as demonstrated by that show and real life, you don't have to worry about either gossiping or gaslighting if you just tell the damn truth.
Well, right there. That's well said, Somers. That's absolutely well said. What's worse, gossiping or gaslighting? Barb, listening in Waukesha, WAUK, gaslighting is worse because it's emotionally abusive, because it's repetitive and intentionally manipulative. Gossip is gossip. Well said. Agree with that. Brett, listening in beautiful Brown Deer on AUK, says gaslighting is more nefarious, but gossip is more prevalent, but gaslighting is worse. Cameron Appleton said, Todd has learned nothing from Days of Our Lives. I didn't watch Days of Our Lives. I watched As the World Turns and Young and the Restless and occasionally Bold and the Beautiful. Len in Madison, gaslighting is worse. Gossiping causes social injury. Gaslighting causes social and...
Or psychological.
Social, yeah, and psychological injury. What else we hear? Brian in Madison and MDX says gaslighting is manipulation. Well said on that one for sure. I think we got all the texts in here. Zomers, quickly, gaslighting or gossiping?
Yeah, I think gaslighting is worse just because the intent is to destroy somebody's sense of reality as opposed to, I mean, spreading rumors can be dangerous, but destroying someone's grip on reality, that's messed up.
I agree. I think that gaslighting is overall worse because of manipulation, and it's just repeating something that's patently not true. So there you go. Grant was a great addition, and I particularly like the artwork today for those watching the stream. Gossiping is like colonial women sitting around gossiping. And is that Katharine Hepburn, a young Katharine Hepburn?
Am uncertain.
Who is that on the gaslighting one? Anyway, that was a lot more What's Worse tomorrow. On the show, looking forward to that. So tune in to tomorrow. I'll give you a little hint. It involves breakfast food. Breakfast food for What's Worse tomorrow. A syrupy edition. A sappy edition of What's Worse tomorrow. All right, come on back. I want to get into this a little bit. Lots of things that I said I did not like in the recently passed Wisconsin state budget. But here's one great story by Ann Kleiber from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. On the Frank Lloyd Wright Taliesin estate, which is good. Come on back. We'll discuss it. Stay with us on the Civic Media Ready Network. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Ready Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Monday, July 21st. Coming up before this half hour is out, our very own sports reporter, Mike Clemens. He's driving up to Green Bay. Here's how great Clemens is. He says, look, I got you covered when I text him this morning. He said, the Brewers are on a hot streak. Nobody can give us the inside better than you. And also the Packers starting their training camp on Wednesday. Clemens is on the road, but he says, I'll pull over somewhere safely. I'll pop on. I said, he goes, no, I'm happy to do it. That's how great Mike Clemens is. So a little bit later on, we're going to hear from Mike Clemens literally on the road on both the Brewers and the Packers. The Brewers try to extend their winning streak to 11 games tonight on the road against the Seattle Mariners. Broadcast kicks off across many of these stations at 8:05, first pitch at 8:35. Mike Clemens will be along and talk about that. What was that song you were playing there, Zomers? Coming in.
Dirty Laundry by Don Henley, because I feel like it fits both What's Worse and one of our current topics about Colbert.
Oh, all right. Very good. I like that. Dirty Laundry. Yeah, we're going to get to Colbert in a minute, but first, not so much breaking. It happened a couple hours ago here. I forgot to mention this earlier in the show, but some very sad news for those of us who grew up at a certain time from the entertainment world. Dateline San Jose, Costa Rica, according to the Associated Press, Malcolm Jamal Warner, the actor who played the teenage son Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show, has died at the age of 54 in accidental drowning in Costa Rica, according to authorities. Costa Rica's Judicial Investigation Department said today that Warner drowned yesterday afternoon on a beach on Costa Rica's Caribbean coast. He was swimming at Playa Cocles in Limon Province when a current pulled him deeper into the ocean. Quote, he was rescued by people on the beach, unquote, according to the department's initial report. But first responders from Costa Rica's Red Cross found him without vital signs, and he was taken to the morgue. Warner created many memorable TV moments etched into the memories of Generation X children and their parents, including a pilot episode argument with Bill Cosby's Cliff Huxtable about money and an ear piercing he tries to hide from his dad. His Theo was the only son among four daughters in the household of Cliff Huxtable and Felicia Rashad's Claire Huxtable on the NBC sitcom. And he was to be one of the prime representations of America's teenage boyhood on a show that was most popular in America for much of its run, from 1984 to 1992. He played the role for 8 seasons in all 197 episodes, winning an Emmy nomination for Supporting Actor in a Comedy back in 1986. For many, the last lasting image of the character and of Warner is him wearing a badly botched mock designer shirt sewed by his sister Denise, played by Lisa Bonet. Again, headline at this hour, Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played the teenage son Theo on The Cosby Show, has died at the age of 54 in an accidental drowning in Costa Rica. Zimmer is too young, probably didn't watch The Cosby Show.
Yeah, not really. Just a little bit.
And with, Bill Cosby is a subject for another day, yeah. But got himself into a lot of trouble. And so you don't see a lot of reruns of The Cosby Show anymore on cable television, probably for that reason. But Malcolm Jamal Warner, a beloved character actor, and only at the age of 54, having spent a lot of time in Central America, I can tell you that there are certain places where the rip tides along the coast are really strong. And if you're not careful, if you don't know what you're doing, you can be taken out to sea pretty easily. So certainly thinking of his family at this hour. 39 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Want to get to this great story by Anna Kleiber in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now, I spent some time beaten up a little bit on the recently passed bipartisan state budget signed by Governor Tony Evers, but here's something I want to pass on that's good. According to the Journal Sentinel, a $5 million allocation in the newly signed state budget will support restoration and preservation work at famed American architect Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin Estate, a top Wisconsin tourism attraction. Carrie Rodemaker, executive director of Taliesin Preservation, Inc., told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that investment from the state will help restore major structures, expand accessibility, and allow for future generations to visit and enjoy the property. Quote, "This was his laboratory, his experimentation, a way that tested materials, tested ideas, tested design, so that he would later use and implement for commissions for different clients," Rodemaker said of Wright. Went on to say, quote, "So it's a big, wonderful challenge to get these buildings and resources that they need. Located 2.5 miles south of Spring Green in beautiful southwest Wisconsin, Taliesin draws more than 30,000 annual visitors from all 50 states and nearly 60 countries. In 2024, Taliesin generated nearly $4 million in regional economic impact in southwestern Wisconsin, according to a press release from the Taliesin Preservation, Inc. and the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation. Governor Evers said in a statement to the Journal Sentinel that Taliesin positively contributes to Wisconsin's tourism industry and economy and serves as, quote, a testament to the arts and architecture, unquote, in the state. $5 million going to Taliesin in southwest Wisconsin. I think this is great. Grew up in Richland Center, the hometown or the birthplace of Frank Lloyd Wright, although he didn't necessarily care a lot for Richland Center, I don't think, but that's where he was born. The last remaining work that he commissioned there, the A.D. German Warehouse, still stands. A local committee now owns that and is working on some preservation. Parts of it are now open to the public. Encourage you to check it out. A.D. German Warehouse in Richland Center. And when I was the Chamber of Commerce director there 25 years ago, we had people from all over the world that were trying to get in. Then they have busloads of people. He's very big, Frank Lloyd Wright, in Japan in particular. You'd have busloads of Japanese tourists that would go to Taliesin and Spring Green, then drive up a half an hour to Richland Center simply to stand outside and take pictures of the A.D. German Warehouse. Also spent a little time on the Preservation Foundation board of Taliesin. It's a great organization, great economic impact for Wisconsin, and I applaud Governor Evers and the bipartisan group to pass the state budget for this $5 million to put towards preservation of Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin Estate in beautiful Spring Green. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing there, and all of Wisconsin benefits because Frank Lloyd Wright is a big commodity around the world, quite frankly. All right, I want to get to this. I know our friends Jay Matinera and Greg Bach talked a little bit about this on the road after this broke last week. We had a blessing of guests on the road, so we didn't get to this last week. But I want to address this because, as they say, I was shook. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I was shook, Zomers. And also when I heard this. When CBS, Paramount Global, CBS announced the cancellation of the Colbert Show over last week. I want to play what Colbert said on his show because tonight is going to be the first show that Colbert does live after this announcement. So here's what Colbert said on his show last week, on the last live show they actually recorded what they did. So they do two shows on Thursday. They do Thursdays and Fridays. So Friday's show is always pre-recorded. So after they did the shows last Thursday, Colbert kept the audience there, and he said, okay, we're going to do an alternate opening now. So the audience didn't know it was coming. And he did this in one take. And this was the announcement last Thursday.
Oh, hey, everybody. We got a great show for you tonight. Senator Adam Schiff was my guest. We harmonized on Seven Bridges Road. What a voice. I cried. But before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away. And I do want to say that the folks at CBS have been great partners. I'm so grateful to the Tiffany Network for giving me this chair and this beautiful theater to call home. And of course, I'm grateful to you, the audience, who have joined us. Every night, in here, out there, all around the world, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. I'm grateful to share the stage with this band, these artists over here every night. And I am extraordinarily, deeply grateful to the 200 people who work here. We get to do this show. We get to do this show for each other, every day, all day. And I've had the pleasure and the responsibility of sharing what we do every day with you in front of this camera for the last 10 years. And let me tell you, it is a fantastic job. I wish somebody else was getting it. And it's a job that I'm looking forward to doing with this usual gang of idiots for another 10 months. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
We're gonna lock in.
Y'all ready?
Let's go.
Y'all ready? Okay. That's all I wanted to say. Dante, let's do the show. Jazz Cowboy, plop it on the poof.
That was Stephen Colbert on The Late Show on CBS last week on Thursday. And again, he did that entire show. They taped the entire show, and the audience had no idea until after they got done with the taping, and they said, hey, we're going to make an alternate cold open. And I guess Colbert, he did several, like, what he feigned, like, surprise, like, oh, hey there. I guess he did that a few times, but then once he got into the actual announcement, he did that all in one take. And for those people that were in the room, they've been telling different sources and tweeting out that Colbert went over to his wife, who was sitting there on the set. She was kind of wiping away tears, and they hugged, and he walked off, and then everybody was ushered out, and that was that. Been a lot of speculation on whether CBS... So Paramount Global is trying to merge with Skydance in a multi-billion dollar agreement, which is subject to the Federal Communication Commission, which is controlled by Trump. Of course, CBS has already agreed to mediation to pay out millions of dollars in a settlement to Trump over a 60 Minutes interview with former Vice President Kamala Harris last year. They claimed that it was, the Trump folks did, that it was edited to make it sound different. It wasn't. That's just fact. But CBS, like ABC, who also had a multi-million dollar settlement to Trump over a George Stephanopoulos interview, also decided to settle. So there's speculation on whether, in order to get this merger between Paramount Global and Skydance done, did Trump's folks say, well, you got to cancel Colbert? There is some great information on a site I follow called LateNighter.com. Headline, CBS reportedly lost $40 million on Colbert's Late Show last year. Not enough time to get into this right now, but back in 2018, Puck reported that in all of Late Night, 2018, all of Late Night combined generated $438 million in advertising revenue. By 2023, that number had been cut in half and continued to fall. I think there's something to that. I also think there's something to the fact that there was pressure put on. Look, Colbert is still on the air until May. Tune in tonight because it's his last show, or it's his first show since all this was put out there. Stay tuned. Mike Clemens is next on the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather, and then a check of sports by a great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Followed by another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie is out today, but a great fill-in host, a regular fill-in host in the guest chair, Matt Rothschild, will be here, and you don't want to miss that. Matt Rothschild immediately after our show, followed by Pete Schwab, who I understand Zomers will be in studio
that he will.
With one of our other good friends, John Roach, tonight. So check out Schwabba from 6 until 8 tonight on Nightline. All right, speaking of Mike Clemens, nobody knows it better. Nobody gets it done more often for us, and we always appreciate it when he makes time. Here's what kind of a guy he is. He is pulled over safely now, I hope, to join us here to talk a little Brewers and Packers. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Mike, thanks a lot for doing this.
Hey, Todd, on Capitol Drive in Milwaukee, just past the courthouse. I've been listening to the show on AM 540 in the Milwaukee area. It's one of your affiliates, WAUK, coming in loud and clear. And, and I'm headed to Green Bay because training camp now is going to start on Wednesday. But I need a day to get back in there and set up. You know why? Because one of the things, you know what, one of the big stories you're going to hear Wednesday, it's not the Elgton Jenkins contract or how Jordan Love looks with, Matthew Golden, the first round. You know it's going to be?
What?
The Packers' new locker room.
Yes, right?
They've put millions. They've totally blew up the locker room they've had for the last 20 years. And I got to do an interview with Ed Policy, the new incoming president and CEO. And so some of his people around there, and I kind of got a little advanced description. A lot of LED lighting. A lot of bigger lockers. They don't have those, whenever you hear me do interviews with Jordan Love or the Packers players in the locker room, you hear this banging noise.
Right.
Because they had this heavy wooden door that was the seat of their locker where they could store their shoes and stuff. So that's gone, so it's not so noisy. But much brighter lighting, which is good for TV. And all kinds of ports, like for cell phones.
Oh, sure.
For all their electronics. Mm. And then I'm telling Andrew that from the PR staff of the Brewers, because we're looking around, because that's what the Brewers did to their clubhouse a year ago. Like, wonder where they got that idea.
Right. Right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And now, is Jordan Love a newlywed yet, Mike? Has he gotten married? Are they talking about that?
Got married to Ronica a couple of weeks ago in California.
Were you there?
And yes. No, I was not.
What's going on? Why weren't you on the list, Clemens?
Yeah, there's reasons why. No. But I know some of his teammates were there, like Rashid Walker's left tackle. But, we'll get some more details from him on that. He did a youth football camp we went to the other day. We just kind of talked a little bit about the program and how he's raising funds for Hands of Life. But, yeah, he's married to Ronica Stone. She's a professional volleyball player, and he's got a ring on there. And then, of course, the joke is, we know what the next ring is you got to add to that collection, right?
It's going to be Mike Clemens playing Bob Eubanks and the newlywed game up at Lambeau Field this week. Quick updates on the Packers training camp kicking off on Wednesday, Mike, before you change over to Brewers?
We're going to watch for this Elgton Jenkins contract. He's the player that's moving from left guard to center, and if there's any other things like that, he may be what they call a hold-in. Mm-hmm. He's starting out on the non-football injury PUP list, a physically unable to perform list. But, when we get into this camp, it's looking for Jordan Love to not only mesh with their new receiver, Matthew Golden, but the existing ones like Jaden Reed and Dontayvion Wicks. Can they take that to the next level?
Yeah, can't wait. Nobody reports it better than you're going to be there and bring us all the information on Packers training camp on Wednesday. But first, Mike Clemens, kicking off tonight, nobody hotter in baseball than our Milwaukee Brewers. They take on the Seattle Mariners, kick off the broadcast at 8:05 across many of these network stations, and first pitch at 8:35 Wisconsin time. It's a late one, but how exciting is Milwaukee?
The Dodgers spent $320 million on their payroll. The Brewers are about $112 million. I mean, you talk about David and Goliath. And when the Dodgers were in Milwaukee, I went to Dave Roberts, their manager's office, after every game. And, you could see these guys are a little worn out. Their bullpen has been hurt, so that's set them back. But it's the old kind of the case of the fat cats. The guys are making $40 million, and they're probably worrying about the addition of their houses, as opposed to Caleb Durbin, who's saying, "How can I get a 4-year contract out of this deal?"
Right.
So there's a lot more effort going on with this young Brewers club.
Love that manager Pat Murphy called them the average Joes this weekend.
Average Joe,
right?
I doubt that anybody in LA, and especially because we also learned that the Dodgers have a contingency of about 15 to 20 reporters from Japan. Japan follows the Dodgers. NHK
right.
Network was there. And it's like, I'll bet you these people don't even know half of our roster. They do now, though.
Right.
They do now.
No, I think it's just exciting. Brewers going for their 11th win in a row tonight in Seattle. Seattle looking, they're second or so
their
division.
Team.
What?
They're a good team.
Yeah, they're
a
decent team.
They've got some sluggers and all that, but the Brewers just keep on, chipping away with getting a guy on base, stealing a base, being aware and not striking out, making these guys pitch. They wear out bullpens. And that's what Dave Roberts said of them. He goes, that's a aggressive team, man. And, Murphy is utilizing that young roster the way he should.
I love the scrappiness of the Brewers right now and the way they're getting it done. And looking forward to that game out in Seattle. They're back home this weekend, right?
Yeah, back home this weekend. And then they got that big anniversary, 25th anniversary of Miller Park, a derby. Home run derby with Prince Fielder and Ryan Braun coming back. So a lot of excitement going on in Milwaukee. I may have to do some driving back and forth from training camp to the ballpark, right?
What, wouldn't you tell me that today you're like 6 weeks you're packing to be on the road?
I will be in Green Bay essentially until Labor Day. This is hard knocks time, man.
I know.
There's something going on.
You're on the wall. We're doing the show up in Green Bay on Friday, so maybe we can work something out. We get together with you on Friday.
We'll swing by after practice, Todd.
Thank you a lot, Mike Clemens. Nobody does it better. A great sports reporter reporting live on the way to Green Bay on the road. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. Drive safe.
You bet, pal.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike Clemens, everybody. Many thanks to Zommers as well, all of you, for listening. Stay tuned. Matt Rothschild fell in for Maggie Dawn next. We'll be back here tomorrow talking about a very serious subject, the increase of death by suicide of Wisconsin seniors, and we'll lighten things up with what's worse as well. Until then, Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Go Brew Crew. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.